shut up. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They love fully and completely.
Yep.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Check out our website.
Comedy to die for. Alive with laughter and uproarious situations.
At StonAndMikeWebsite.com. Open most hours of the day. And now here is our friend Guy J. Birdley.
Hi, everybody.
Time for
this is the news.
Time for Buzz's news.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I guess we can call her Lucky Lindsay. Actress Lindsay Lohan has dodged felony charges for her cocaine possession. The district attorney in Los Angeles says the amount of cocaine she possessed when stopped for DUI is less than the amount for which his office normally prosecutes. It's an illegal amount, just not something they normally pursue.
Just enough to get you by.
That's right.
Oh, guys?
What do you got?
Rob Spiewak writes... Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. I've got it.
How come you didn't play the promo yet today?
Oh, yeah.
Rob writes, how come you didn't play the promo?
Coming your way in 18 days. The King of Queens on My 20. A double dose of king-size laugh.
What's a funny episode?
Well, first of all, you got to understand that when this happens in 18 days,
There's
going to be two of them.
I understand.
Every night.
Yes, that's right.
And there is one episode I can't wait when they hire someone to care for Arthur, and these two people do not.
Okay, right.
Thank you. Well, that we'll never know.
Right.
What this means.
18 days!
Is that Lindsay will spend a few days in jail instead of a few years. Prosecutors say Lindsay also helped her cause by enrolling in rehab immediately after her second arrest in July. And having two, now get this, having two similar incidents so close together like that, two DUIs so close together, according to the DA's office, this demonstrates that Lindsay has an addiction problem, making her a sympathetic character.
Oh, she's troubled.
We're sad.
She's a troubled youth.
Here's happy.
Fellas, excuse me. It's 8 after.
Now, your local on the 8s.
Mel Gibson.
And also, would somebody please get me some donuts? Hot donuts, please.
You drive by that Krispy Kreme and you see that sign say hot, you pull your car in there and you get me a dozen glazed donuts and you make sure they on my desk Saturday morning.
Okay. You got it, Herman.
Thank you.
Herman Edwards.
Mel Gibson can now quit Alcoholics Anonymous if he wants. A judge in Malibu is satisfied that Gibson has paid all his fines and attended all his AA meetings since his arrest nearly 13 months ago for DUI.
And they will never take his freedom!
That's back then, of course, is when he made his now infamous anti-Semitic remarks as well. Mm-hmm. We're finding out more about the lengths to which CBS went to make the upcoming reality show Kid Nation. If parents wanted their kid on the show, they had to sign a waiver that freed CBS from responsibility if the child died, was seriously injured, or got a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh,
it's in the
God.
Waiver.
Wow.
Yeah.
And once again, Buzz has taken the bait and promoted this CBS show. What a tool. We'll be right back with Joni Loves Chachi after your local news.
CBS.
You're not a tool, Buzz, but may I ask?
Oh, I know.
May I
know.
Ask? But, you realize that you're biting on the carrot that CBS is tossing out there with this show, right?
I know.
Right.
If it is the publicity scam that you believe it is, certainly they're going all the way with it because this is entering just into that PR area where it's a little bit counterproductive.
Couldn't you see the meeting at CBS where they go, everybody's on to the fact that it's a scam?
Right.
What can we possibly do? How about if we put out that they had to sign a waiver like that they wouldn't get VD?
Man, people will watch it then. I think it's a good idea, Les.
Do you know why Matt Lauer is so great? Is they did 5 minutes on this morning, and when they came back, he said, and I have to wonder if we're not doing more harm by talking about it. I mean, he's just cool enough that he knows that that's
yeah,
what
because,
goes on.
Well, that's the theory, that this might just be the hype machine.
It is. It's got to be, don't you think?
Do you give him that much credit?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I really don't think they're bright enough to
to have done it the other way.
A sexually transmitted disease.
And this information about the waiver comes to us from The Smoking Gun this afternoon. CBS, according to The Smoking Gun, retained the right to make all medical decisions for the child during the production in the wording of that waiver. CBS also retained the right to search the children's belongings and invade their privacy except while, quoting the waiver, bathing, urinating, or defecating. There was also, of course, a confidentiality clause.
Okay, again, please tell me this is not PR.
I know.
It's good PR.
Yeah, smell it through the radio.
Right.
It's kind of fun, though.
I agree.
Today's the deadline for owners to claim the pets that were seized from NFL player Michael Vick's Virginia home. About 53 dogs were confiscated in April when police searched Vick's property. Then, if the dogs are not claimed, they'll be put down by professionals.
You know, I was hearing this story, and it's a shame, but I know animal lovers, whether you're an animal lover or not, are these dogs just completely whacked?
I don't know the condition.
I read a little about this, and the reason that they have to put the dogs down is that they're screwy in the head, and lots of them have been trained so violently.
Yeah. Right.
There's no hope of ever reprogramming them.
Yeah, that's true.
They cannot be pets.
But really, I am going to punch the next person that comes up to me or says to me on the phone or in an email, you know what they should do? They should make Michael Vick play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't win the game, they should electrocute him and kill him.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Enough of that, please.
Yeah, I'm over that.
Too strict? Too young to die, but not too old to rock and roll. Mel Flint has finally gotten back on the football team at his college in West Texas at the age of 59. Mike got kicked.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Mike got kicked off the team in 1971 for getting into a fight. Up until then, he was a very talented linebacker. A couple of months ago, Mike and some friends were talking about their regrets in life. Mike's
gentlemen, to the medicine cabinet.
Yeah. Mike's was getting kicked off the team. Big, big regret, he said. His friend said, if it bothers you so much, go back to school and try out again.
But I'll have no more such talk. I hope you'll have the good manners to not pry into other people's business.
There he is.
Amazingly, Mike stayed in shape all these years while selling fitness equipment. So now he's back in school, and he made the team.
I think you better go on home.
He may even play in the season opener.
All right, they're going to run out onto the field. Oh, we have a broken femur.
I can't explain it any better than that.
I know, Duke.
And I'm sure you know this already.
Yeah?
From our That's Just Cruel department.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. The Rangers beat the O's yesterday 30-3.
You spill the strangest ideas.
I do. Quoting one of the Texans who hit a grand slam, I was glad I was on this end of it. And in Houston Tuesday night, 30,000 baseball fans were watching as a guy proposed to his girlfriend on the Astros' big screen. She not only said no, she dumped a bag of popcorn on his head and left the stadium.
Pixie
blew it.
Pixie times 1,000.
The crowd booed the woman on her way out of the stadium.
Wow, that's fantastic.
The man stayed and watched the game for a little while. Pretended to.
You know, a buddy of mine did it one time, and she was out going to the bathroom when they put it up. You know, when you're doing something on the big screen, you have to make sure she's at least in the seat, and he blew it that way.
I know we've discussed it before, but I still stand by the theory that that is a doomed relationship.
Mm. Yeah, because it's too much of a big splash at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way you can ever possibly live up to that hype.
Right.
Absolutely.
Keep expectations low.
Although maybe right at the very beginning, when it first started to happen, now it's so commonplace, if you took a chick now to a ball game, it might be like, oh, that's almost gauche that you're putting my name up there.
Yeah, a little trite way to do it. I recommend doing it a way that will guarantee the woman will be with you for life, and I've never proposed like this myself.
How's that?
That's why I've had failed marriages.
Why?
You're either going out all night, you've had way too much to drink, or you've got a terrible stomach virus. But in any event, either way, your head's in the toilet, and when you pull it out, you just say something like,
not that I'm going down that road anytime soon, but I think if I ever do.
Yes.
I probably will slip the ring in a muffin and have, it'll probably be Janet, but whoever the lucky woman is, if that happens, she'll eat the muffin,
right,
and then I'll tell her that I want her to be my chosen,
right,
and that
if,
she...
If you really want
if
me.
If you really want me, if you really love me.
Find the ring tomorrow. That's brilliant.
That is so romantic.
I like that. And then of course you don't have to be anywhere near it. And then when you come home the next night, if the ring's on her finger,
only one rule: no hands.
Yeah. Make it easy on her. Make it a bran muffin. That would make it a little easier.
If you really wanted to challenge her, though, you'd have her feed all the muffins to you.
Oh.
Would have to be yours.
But she'd find all kinds of stuff. License plates, Swiss Army knives.
Yeah, like a Cracker Jack.
No, speaking of which, goddamn, where are those hot donuts?
I don't care about anything else. Just get... And the sign got to say... And the sign got to say hot.
Right. I want some hot donuts.
Hot.
Well, you talk about romance and marriage, but you know what season this really is.
What?
Divorce season. Divorce season is officially open. As the weather gets cooler, the divorce rate gets hotter.
I'm throwing out the first pitch.
It starts. You always do. It starts in the last week of August every year.
That's hot.
You got to say hot. Got to say hot. Make sure when you getting them donuts, make sure you ain't eating any of them donuts.
I know.
You leave them donuts alone.
All right, where's my hot donuts?
Hot.
All we have to go on are these four theories from divorce lawyers. Number one. Summer's for fun, fall is for business. The kids are in school, vacations are over, it's divorce time. Reason number two, the last-ditch effort failed. People hope
I'm not happy.
There it is. People hope that summer and vacation trips will make their marriage happier.
That bitch!
They find out they were wrong. This also happens a lot at New Year's. And reason number three, summer flings. Most of your adultery happens in the summer. And finally, number four, the temperature. The hot days of August tend to make people hotter tempered, causing them to finally speak the truth.
I believe all of that.
Uh-huh.
I truly do.
Can I say this to you and you take it as a compliment?
Yes.
You're a man for all seasons.
All seasons, yes. I believe both of mine have happened not in the summer season of divorce. I believe mine happened perhaps around that New Year's thing he was mentioning.
That's the second biggest time of year.
Happy holidays!
But Neil Sedaka had it all wrong. Breaking up, not so hard to do.
Homo.
Researchers at Chicago's Northwestern University have some hope for people who think they're just going to die now that they've lost their one true love. They're not going to die from it. As Don says, another one will be along in 10 minutes. Quoting the professor in charge, we underestimate our ability to survive heartbreak. On average, people vastly overestimate how distressed they'll be after a breakup.
Now, I was just going to ask that. Are we talking about, like, in my circumstance, which was actually losing a loved one, mm-hmm. when Frida passed away?
Right.
Or are you talking about just, like, breaking up?
Yeah, we're talking about breaking up. That was the premise here, breaking up not so hard to do.
Gotcha.
The professor asked students who'd been in relationships lasting 2 months or longer to guess how long it would take to come out of their depression. On average, they said 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, he asked them how to go. Most were better in less than 2 weeks, including those who had been in longer-term relationships.
What if you average 6 to 7 years with those relationships?
I imagine, he said even in long-term relationships.
It's 18 after.
Now, you're local on the 8s.
You drive by that Krispy Kreme and you see that sign say hot. You pull your car in there and you get me a dozen glazed donuts. And you make sure they on my desk Saturday morning.
Now, once a guy's back on the market, how should he dress if he wants women to take notice? Well, Men's Health magazine asks...
Overalls?
Sure.
Nothing else, just overalls.
No shirt.
Or as Mike's doing now, unbuttoning his shirt.
They love that.
Which
that
always turns me on. How many buttons do you have undone there, champ?
Four.
Four buttons.
Four buttons, and I don't have my medallion. And a big medallion.
Big gold chain.
Big medallion with my gray hair.
What's the Austin Powers thing? It's like it's the male symbol as opposed to the female symbol?
Yeah, the big male symbol in bright gold. And now, to be even hipper, with a leather necklace.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Modernize it.
I'm buttoning up now.
Must you?
Yeah.
Men's Health magazine asked 700 women about 11 items of clothing and how hot or not those items of clothing are on men.
That's why boys have cooties.
Put it this way. If you want to scare women off, wear a team jersey or a baseball hat.
Well, hi there. How have I managed to attract them then?
How have you gotten your catches over the years?
For God's sakes, that's all I wear, Buzz.
Or baggy jeans or denim shorts or a flannel shirt.
Denim shorts, I'm all about that. I agree with the denim shorts.
Those items.
What, like cut-off Levi's?
No, like regular, the shorts you buy in the store that are jeans, but they're regular shorts.
Oh, I got a pair of those. Those are so gay.
They are horrible.
I mean, when I put them on, I go, these are gay.
Gay.
Women
so
don't
gay,
like them.
Yeah.
Gay.
You may be right. Those items that I just mentioned only scored a 3 or 4 on a hotness scale of 10. Here's what
you
women
say
love.
Hot?
Yes.
I don't care about anything else. Just get... And the sign got to say... And the sign got to say hot.
Hot. I want some hot donuts, goddammit.
Hot.
So those things only scored 3 or 4 on a scale of 10. What women do love is a casual blazer, a pinstripe shirt. They love cargo.
Look what he's wearing today.
They love cargo shorts.
Look what he's wearing. He's wearing a pinstripe shirt.
Of course he is. And his cargo shorts.
It's strictly an accident.
And his blazer.
But most of all, most of all, they love the clean white tees, the shirts as well as the group. They also love men in slim fit jeans, but not so much if the jeans are black.
Really?
This is the latest survey.
You know, isn't it like he's reciting his wardrobe to us?
And to all those women who would take that survey, look in the mirror, honey. Please. You know, try not to look like a bag of potatoes when he comes home at night.
Yeah.
Stop criticizing what he's wearing.
They're sitting there rating our look, and meanwhile they're going out to Krispy Kreme donuts to get some donuts.
You know what you can do, bitch? Get us some hot donuts.
You gotta say hot. Make sure when you getting them donuts, make sure you ain't eating any of them donuts.
I know.
You leave them donuts alone.
Hot.
Well, here's
gotta be hot, Mike.
You drive by that Krispy Kreme and you see that sign say hot, you pull your car in there and you get me a dozen glazed donuts and you make sure they on my desk Saturday morning.
Gotcha, Herm.
Thank you.
But now here's the encouraging news. Chicks also dig guys who look like cavemen. Scientists have studied the faces of guys. They've studied the faces of Brad Pitt.
Hi, Joe.
They studied Brad Pitt, Will Smith, Justin Timberlake.
How are you doing, Joe?
David Beckham, Johnny Depp, Kanye West, and
Joe Ardinger.
And Joe.
And right. Joe Ardinger.
They study these faces to find out what it is that makes those faces more attractive to women. What's the common thread if there is one? Here's the answer.
Right.
It's a face that is small between the brow and the upper lip, like our cave-dwelling ancestors.
Joe.
Sort of a bulldog quality.
Now, Charlie, how does it go?
I remember Joe. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Right.
Brothers till the end.
Paleontologist Eleanor Weston believes that scrunched features says to a woman, I'm a baby making machine.
I think it's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way.
No. Wow.
Ms. Weston studied skulls from throughout the centuries. She also says that over time, our canine teeth...
I'll tell you something, man.
Yeah?
That chick gave me some great skull.
That skull's the best I ever had, Jack.
She also says our canine teeth are shorter than they used to be now that we don't need to look quite so threatening.
I don't care about anything else. Just get... And the sign gotta say... And the sign gotta say hot! Hot! Hot!
In other evolutionary news... Speaking of evolution...
We're still on the caveman story. I'll figure it out in a minute.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fire. They figured it out.
Fire.
Right. That's right. In other evolutionary news, there's apparently a reason to believe that redheads will be extinct within the next 100 years, maybe even 50 years.
There's some good news.
Oh, man, no Carrot Top.
Well, that's not necessarily good news.
Why?
There's some hot redheaded babes out there.
Jesus Christ. All right, Cocksmith.
Genetic scientists tell National Geographic that global spread. Well, Kathy Griffin. tell National Geographic.
Everybody can suck it.
That global spread and intermingling have reduced the world's redhead population to less than 2%.
Everybody can suck it.
Well, that's your girl. That's Kathy Griffin. Uh-huh. Even though we've identified her as Paris Hilton.
Now, the only way to save the redhead.
Everybody can suck it.
Save the redhead, save the world. The only way to save the redhead is for more of them to congregate in northern Scotland, where redheadedness originated as a genetic mutation thousands of years ago.
Get in my belly. Ooh, look at that. Let's congregate. Coagulate. Ew. And make babies. She's pretty.
Scots, 40% of them carry the red gene. Only 13% of them actually have the red hair.
There's only one word for your knees, man.
What's that?
Horny.
It only takes one red-haired parent to produce red-haired children, but two red-headed parents practically make it a lock.
Ew, most redheads, I got a word for them, too.
What's that?
Skanky.
Scots developed the red gene to help their bodies process vitamin D better because of the lack of sunlight in Scotland.
No, I don't like redheads. No, I like blondes and brunettes. That's right, because they're all pretty.
Your hair is red.
My hair's red, that's right. I got a turtle head poking out. Brownie.
You gotta say hot, you gotta say hot. Make sure when you getting them donuts, make sure you ain't eating any of them donuts. You leave them donuts alone.
Hello, Herman.
Gastric bypass surgery can not only make you look trimmer.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
It could save your life.
Oh, really?
That's our story when we continue.
Did you ever hit the wrong button?
Oh, accidentally.
Oops.
This is the Don and Mike Show.